As the government shutdown in the United States barrels toward becoming the longest in history, potentially surpassing the 35-day mark reached during President Trump's first term, everyday Americans are paying the price, like those depending on critical food assistance programs.
There's only so much we can do from the charity sector. Like, I'm incredibly concerned with each and every customer that we're fortunate to serve.
Friday, two federal judges ruled the Trump administration must pay for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, which helps over 40 million Americans feed their families. The rulings come after the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it would halt food assistance set to go out November 1st because Congress hadn't allocated funds for the program for the current fiscal year.
If you are in a position where you can't feed your family and you're relying on that $187 a month for an average family in the SNAP program, that we have failed you.
But one of the judges says there's no reason to halt the payments, as contingency funds are set aside to fund SNAP years in advance just in case of a government shutdown. In a Truth Social post, Trump challenged whether he could legally fund SNAP with available money, blaming Democrats for the delay in food assistance.
The Democrats just don't know what they're doing. All they have to do is say, let's go, let's open up our country, and everything snaps back into shape.
So far, Democrats have refused to budge over price hikes in health care that could leave millions uninsured because of exorbitant premiums. Travelers are also feeling the effects, as some 2,200 flight delays have been reported so far due to staffing shortages of air traffic controllers who have been working without pay. Trump is now calling on Senate Republicans to get rid of a rule to allow the budget to pass with a simple majority, causing further strain on fragile negotiations between Democrats and Republicans to reopen the government.